The entire first segment, we talked about transitioning to your summer lawn and how to do that. If you are going from a winter rye or if you're going just from a dormant Bermuda. But what if you're just pulling the plug on your lawn altogether and you're going low water use, zero scape? 70% of our water use on our homes is outdoors. Obviously, the lawn can be a huge majority of that depending on your layout. And you were just saying you went all artificial. Rosie was saying during the break he cut 1,000 feet of lawn out. What's the best practice for retiring that lawn completely? Because Bermuda will find a way back if you don't properly kill it.
Well, you need to wait till it's actively growing to kill it. So you're a little bit early to try and do an effective eradication of Bermuda grass right now. So the best thing to do is try and get as have the best Bermuda grass lawn you've ever had in your life. Water it like crazy. Feed it. Let it get big and long, and then hit it with Roundup. And I like to do that a couple of times. Hit it with Roundup once. You think it's dead, start watering it again. And then see how much comes back, and then hit it again. You know, take a little time. Starting about maybe mid-May, it might take you 6-8 weeks to finally get rid of it all, but you'd be glad you did. There's nothing more miserable than to, either put down rock or gravel or artificial turf. It'll grow right up through artificial turf if you do that. So take a little time and do it, but that's the best way to do it. Water it, feed it, get it beautiful and green and long and lush. And then zap it. And like I said, you're probably, a month early yet. And then once it gets hot and growing, have at it.
And you can check with your local city municipality about rebates. I know Mesa offers a financial incentive to doing it. City of Scottsdale does. None of them are as big as Las Vegas. It was funny when we spent the week there in December. Mm-hmm. Every billboard and radio commercial that wasn't about a casino was about water and killing your lawn.
Well, if you're getting your water out of Lake Mead and you see what's happened to Lake Mead, you'd be a little worried about it too.
We've got Chet from Santan on the line. He's called in at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. He's looking for a little help with a raised garden. Welcome to the program, Chet.
Thank you. Just a couple of weeks ago, put in some raised bed gardens, boxes. And we went to Growell Western Organics over in, I think it's 7th Avenue and Lower Buckeye or something like that, and got some tiny soil.
Mm-hmm.
And we planted that, but we did some sets and some seeds. The seeds that have come up, the plants are turning green and yellow. The sets that we put out a few different types of sets, and probably the majority of those are turning yellow as well. I just, we got that soil mix, but I don't know exactly what's in it. And what is there something that we need to?
You don't have a great connection, Chet, but I think what you're saying is you just started a raised bed. You went to someplace local, got soil, put it in your raised garden, and your shoots that are coming up from the seeds you planted are kind of yellowing. Is that what you understood, Jay?
Yeah, and that's not uncommon because folks think you can just, it's new soil. It doesn't have any nutrients in it. So you still have to add some fertilizer, whether it's, our organic chicken manure-based fertilizer or
Farm's Choice.
Yeah. Farm's Choice chicken products are awesome. You can find them at a lot of local retailers, nurseries and garden centers, or a conventional, whatever you're going to do. But that product you bought is probably, got some bark mulch in it. Maybe some loam and some sand. It is a fine soil, but it has no nutrient value. And sometimes the bark product that's in it is not broken down. So that, as that breaks down, that even takes what nitrogen might be there away from it. So you got to add some fertilizer of some type to that and then keep feeding on a regular basis, especially on raised gardens because you're leaching it, the water tends to leach out nutrients on a raised garden the more quickly than it does on an in-ground garden. And part of the benefit of a raised garden is you've got this soil that's nice and friable and it's easy to plant in, but it also drains a lot better. And so your nutrients need to be replaced more quickly and more regularly. So get some fertilizer on it.
And what's the first thing most people do when they see something yellowing?
Probably water more, which it already might be too. And that might be the other part of the equation is you might be keeping it too wet. That's everybody assumes that something needs more water no matter what the symptoms are. And sometimes that's the problem.
But, too much water. Well, yeah. I hope that helps you, Chet, and good luck with your raised garden. You know, we didn't even talk about it. Was even trying to plant the right seeds this time of year, you know, in April in Arizona.
Well, probably in April, anything you plant right now is going to come up. It's just whether what it's going to do in a month or 6 weeks from now. Perfect germination conditions right now for just about anything. It's just whether it will mature and produce any fruit or will it go to seed or whatever as it gets hot. The big thing in Arizona, if you're new to Phoenix, Arizona, is get yourself some type of vegetable garden guide or planting calendar because it's way different here than a lot of places.
And this is a great time for melons, isn't it? Like if you're doing cantaloupe or watermelon and not even that far off from starting your pumpkins.
Pumpkins a little bit later, but melons, squashes, cucumbers, all
okra.
Of those. There you go. Okra loves the heat. Eggplant and okra.
You can find a way to enjoy eggplant. I enjoy okra.
Atreja.
Eggplant might be like composting material.
Atreja.